kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Filipino. Samantala, isang pagbabago na naman ang mararanasan ng mga nasa Australia. Ito'y sa pagkakaroon naman po ng mga bagong alituntunin ng mga kumpanya para maalis ang kaso ng online abuse at paglalabas ng mga illegal o mga pinagbabawal na online content tulad ng child pornography. Kaya't kinakailangan na pong harapin ang mga social media companies, app stores, internet service providers at iba pang mga itong tinatawag na pinakamalalang online content o yung mga worst of the worst. 5 bagong industry codes o panuntunan po ang binuo ng mga online safety regulators ng pamahalaan para ipatupad. At sinabi ng e-safety commissioner ng Australia na si Julie Inman Grant, isa itong Australian milestone para sa online safety.
I think most Australians would be very surprised that there are not any binding codes or standards anywhere in the world that require specific sectors of the technology industry to tackle things like child sexual abuse material or terrorist and violent extremist content. So these are really significant, and they are mandatory industry codes that were developed by the industry themselves.
At ipinaliwanag din ni Ms. Grant kung paano gagana at makakatulong ang mga bagong tuntunin na ito.
These particular 5 codes will require social media companies, app stores, internet service providers, hosting providers, or what we often call enterprise hosting providers like Microsoft Azure or AWS, device manufacturers and suppliers to take meaningful action to tackle the worst of the worst online content, including child sexual abuse material and pro-terrorist content. And this sort of recognizes that every piece of the technology stack, every player has some role to play in terms of detecting, removing, deterring, and disrupting this kind of horrific content. And they're specific to each code section.
Naging malaking hamon naman ang mabilis na pagbabago ng teknolohiya sa pagsiguro ng kaligtasan online. Ayon sa online social media strategist na si Lily Vongratz-Villa, na isa sa pinakamahirap gawin ay ang pagre-regulate ng mga media content.
There have been previous attempts to regulate online content through various guidelines and policies. However, their effectiveness was limited due to the rapid evolution of online platforms. In most recent years, we've seen the explosion of TikTok and short-form video content. And this makes enforcement quite challenging. So measures struggled to adapt to emerging online threats effectively.
At yan ang tinig ni Ginang Lily Vongratz-Villa. At sa tulong ng bagong industry codes, maaring magsampa ng reklamo ang mga Australian sa isang social media service kung hindi nito natupad ang inaasahang serbisyo. Maari ding humingi ng tulong sa e-safety gamit ang industry codes complaints form. Ayon kay Ginong Grant, may kapangyarihan ang e-safety na magsagawa ng investigasyon at magpatupad ng aksyon kabilang na ang injunctions at mga multa.
So this will give members of the Australian public or other interested organizations the ability, let's just say they see terrorist content that appears to violate a social media site's policies. If they report it and it doesn't come down, or they keep seeing the same content, they can report through this codes violation process. Our investigators will launch an investigation, and then we can police in a number of ways.
Samantala, kinakailangan namang magbigay ang mga online service ng security information at reporting tools na sasagot sa mga reklamo alinsunod sa regulatory standard. Hininto naman ng e-safety ang desisyon na magdagdag ng 6 na code o panuntunan na sasakop sa search engines dahil hindi pa nito naiisama ang pagkakaroon ng generative artificial intelligence o AI sa online searching. Ang mga binagong code naman ay nirehistro ng e-safety noong Setyembre at ipapatupad pagdating ng March 2024. Binubuo rin ngayon ang 2 pang alituntunin na sasakop naman sa gaming, online dating at messaging services. Pero ayon kay Ms. Vongratz-Villa, maaring hindi pa ito sapat.
While these new codes are a positive step forward, and they really are a really great step forward, a more comprehensive strategy that combines regulation, education, and technological advancements might offer a more robust approach to fostering a safer online environment. These codes, coupled with broader efforts, can collectively make a more significant impact in harmful content.
Sa kabila nito, nanindigan naman si Ms. Grant na patuloy nilang pag-iibayuhin ang online safety sa bansa.
There will always be work to be done to not only get the companies to the places where they need to be to take that full responsibility to act, but we're also talking about humans in the frame, and there will always be people and humans that will try and find creative ways to misuse technology. It's kind of like saying, well, if you do that, if you pass this law, are you going to eradicate all crime? No, we won't eradicate all crime, but we are, you know, our goal is to make the online world a little bit safer, more positive, and less toxic for Australians.
At kung sakali naman kayo ay may mga makitang illegal na online content katulad ng mga child sexual abuse, maaari itong i-report sa eSafety sa esafety.gov.au/report. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Adriana Weinstock para sa SBS News na isinali natin sa ating wika. At sa ating mga kababayan, naku, patuloy po ang ating paghatid ng mga bagong kaganapan at itong mga pagbabago rin pagdating ng 2024 na dapat po ninyong antabayanan. Katulad ng mga regulasyon na ito para sa ating online safety. So kung meron kayong mga hindi magandang karanasan online, may mga bago ng tuntunin kung saan maaari ninyong i-report or ipagbigay alam ang inyong mga karanasan at ito nga ang mga sinusubukan nilang pigilan na mga klase ng online content na ipinagbabawal.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.